Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. What is up, my beautiful babe? Welcome back to the Wind Up Women podcast. I'm so excited to have you back here again for another beautiful session together. And oh gosh, can I just say right now I'm feeling the vibes because I got my candle, it's raining outside, I got some dim lights on, I got my salt lamp on, you know, I'm just feeling the vibes. I'm not having wine, but I am having this delicious, really cool seltzer I found at Hannaford's. I don't know if you have a Hannaford near you, but if you do, you need to go and find this because it's so delicious. Like, I even had my husband try it and he said it tasted like cream soda, but the healthy version. So I was like, I have to share this on the podcast with you guys. So it is called Very Vanilla Cream, Sparkling Love by Franny's. It is so good. If you're a person that likes vanilla flavors, then this is totally for you. And it's a sparkling seltzer, zero calories, zero fat, zero sodium, zero sugars, zero protein, all the things. But then there's also vitamins in it and there's a little bit of caffeine. So if you're someone who kind of wants to get rid of, you know, soda, or if you want to get rid of coffee, or you want to get rid of anything like that, this would be a great alternative. Also, if you're trying to cut back on maybe like a cocktail or beer or anything, this is a great option as well. So I am loving this. I just bought it yesterday and it's so delicious, so yummy. I'm obsessed. But I do recommend, I mean, I'm not too like crazy affected by caffeine, but like this only has, let me see, this only has 46 milligrams of caffeine and 37 milligrams of green tea extract. So it's not a lot of caffeine in here, but I would say only drink one, especially like I had one yesterday and it didn't trigger any anxiety in me, which is great. That's like a winning factor for me because I drink decaf coffee and I really reduce any, like the only caffeine I really have is the green tea extract and the little caffeine in my pre-workout in the morning. So this is pretty tolerable for me. I can only do it in low doses. So give it a go. Try it out. It's so delicious. And I found it at Hannaford's, but I don't know, maybe you'll find it at a random grocery store near you. So cheers. Cheers to you for showing up and spending this, I don't know, 20 minutes with me. I'm absolutely loving this. And did you know, November, I'll have to get the exact date, but this podcast has been here for almost a year in November. Like, wow. That is crazy. I feel like it's just flown by. And I just am just so proud of you for showing up. If you're a lifer of the Wind Up Women podcast, you are like, I'm just sending all my love and all my vibes to you. And if you haven't left a review yet, I challenge you today to go do that. Do something to, you know, put the good vibes out in the world and really help build this Wind Up Women tribe. Share it with your friends, share it on your Facebook page, your Instagram stories, all of the things. I want to get this Wind Up Women tribe built so we can really, you know, come together and I can provide more content that you are looking to listen to every single week. So, all right, let's dive in. I actually want to just say, like, I was doing some Instagram reels recently and I've gotten a lot of feedback on anxiety, like things that when I talk about anxiety and what's working for me and what I've struggled with, I've had a lot of feedback, people messaging me saying like, thank you so much for, you know, saying this. I felt like I was alone. I used your five breathing tips today and that was so helpful. And it's just been awesome to get that feedback from others who are struggling with it, because it's currently my season. I do struggle with anxiety and I never have before. So this is something that's new to me and I'm working through it, and I'm sharing as I'm working through it and how I'm growing through that process and sharing it with you. So that's why I wanted to come in here today on the pod to chat with you about anxiety and kind of just maybe some ways that you can work through it and figure out, okay, why the heck do I even have anxiety? And what are some things that I can do now? And maybe like sit down after this podcast and kind of brainstorm it out and see like, okay, wow, I had no idea this relationship was giving me anxiety, or this job or this task or this meal that I'm eating was giving me anxiety, right? So that's what I'm going to talk about today, is kind of just like how to kind of process everything, like analyze everything that is in your life currently, physically, mentally, like nutritionally, emotionally, all of the things, relationships, and assess all those things and kind of break it down and be like, okay, what in this gumbo mess is causing my anxiety? How can I figure it out? And how can I do like a process of elimination and reduce that anxiety and maybe make little tweaks in your life to help that move forward and reduce that anxiety in your life? So this is a big thing, because I don't know if you know, like anxiety is a lot more common, and a lot of people are afraid to even say they have anxiety because they're nervous that they're the only ones. But honestly, there's so many people that are affected by this. And I was kind of looking up some stats before this episode, and it says anxiety disorders are the most common of mental disorders and will affect nearly 30% of adults at some point in their lives. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? Nearly 50% of Americans diagnosed with depression are also diagnosed with anxiety disorder. I had both. I was on meds for both. Isn't that just, it just blows my mind. It says, and an estimated 284 million people worldwide experienced an anxiety disorder in 2017, making it the most prevalent mental health disorder around the globe. So girl, if you think you are alone, trust me, you are not. And that's why I'm trying to bring awareness to this and to know that you can grow through this. You can love your anxiety. You can learn to love it. It can be that thing that's like, oh, something's out of alignment. What can I tweak in my life? How can I become happier in my life? And so that's what I'm doing right now in my life, is where do I need to maybe step back? Where do I need to pull back or go more in where I'm being drawn to, rather than be focusing on things that aren't serving me, right? So let's dive into the content before I go off on a tangent. But let me take a sip. This vanilla, very vanilla cream. It's like cream soda. I love it. Yummy. Okay. So let's really just, you can get out like a sheet of paper if you're listening to this, or like even after this podcast, and it just requires you to take just a deep look at everything you're like downloading and like all the plates that you're spinning right now in your life. Food, music, TV, drinking, alcohol, like drugs, like entertainment, jobs, relationships, all of the things. And it kind of, we're laying it all out on the table or on a piece of paper, whatever it is, and kind of see what might be causing your negative emotions and that worry that's inside your head. And I don't know if you know, but the cause of anxiety can usually be found by looking at how you are living your life and remove any of that toxicity that might be causing misalignment, right? Because when we're not in alignment, we're feeling off, we're feeling weird, we're feeling anxious, we're feeling like we're trying to prove ourselves, we're feeling like we're chasing our tail all day, every day. And I used to be on anxiety meds and depression meds, but I just wanted to come off them. So now I'm really trying to heal on natural ways, and this really does help. All right. So what I want you to do is to get out a piece of paper and draw like four lines at the top of each column and write down a category topic. So some of those categories could be, you know, like relationships, job, or career, nutrition, or health, anything like that, okay? So I want you to write one of like the four biggest pillars that are in your life: health, relationships, career, mindset, I don't know, goals, whatever your business goals, whatever it is. Okay. Now, what you're going to do after you've like kind of gone through and selected those four topics, list every single thing that falls into that category that you are currently consuming on a consistent basis. So let's talk about it. So like, let's think about relationships. What are you doing every single day when it comes to relationships? You're surrounded by your coworkers. You're surrounded by your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your spouse, whoever. You're surrounded by, you know, who do you see every day at the coffee shop? Who do you see every day when you're working your business or online or, you know, when you check your social media? Who do you see first on Facebook or on your Instagram stories? Who are you searching on Instagram or all these things? Who are you kind of like virtually stalking, right? We do that. I know we do. But like all of those things that you're doing on a daily basis. Another thing, nutrition. What are you eating every day? Do you have coffee? How much coffee do you have? Just list it all. What are you eating? The veggies, like, no judgment here. Just list everything that falls into that category. Anything and everything that you consume. And don't worry about whether you think it could be creating anxiety. Just list it out. It's literally a brain dump. And now that you're like sitting here, like even you can pause this podcast right now and go do that and then come back. But now that you have your list of all the things that you're consuming physically, mentally, emotionally, like all the things, begin to look at each little topic and decide whether those inputs could be causing stress or anxiety in your life. And literally look at it on the piece of paper and be like, ooh, okay, how does this make me feel? If you feel joy, like for example, my relationships, my husband, that brings me joy. So no, my husband's not causing my anxiety, right? You know, like, so you think about those things, but then I'm like, okay, for my business, maybe it's like, I haven't hit this certain rank yet, or I haven't done this. I'm trying to build to this rank. And it's like, ooh, that gives me anxiety. You know, like I feel like a different way rather than when I see my husband on the piece of paper or this, or compared to the goal, like I feel two different ways. It's like that feeling that you get in your gut or in your body. It's like, oh, I have that anxiety. I'm like worried, and I have a million other things I could be doing right now to work on that goal. That's what's causing you anxiety. Okay. So now that you have all of your lists and everything, just, and you figured out, okay, like maybe you could circle the ones that you think like, ooh, this is like giving me a little anxiety just looking at it. Don't overanalyze it. Don't overthink it. Just go with your gut. And then I want you to kind of see, okay, you know how people do like the process of elimination diets where they're trying to figure out what they're allergic to? You're going to do this with these activities and or these people or these nutrition or food or workouts or relationships or business tasks or anything like that. Or you're going to see how you can tweak it in some way to make it more fun and more aligned for you. So you can try and remove those things for a full 7 days, or even just if you can't remove it, if it's like, Shannon, I can't not go to work. It's like, I get it. My job gives me anxiety too. But it's like, what can I do every day to make my day at work better? How can I tweak it? Can I not actually talk to like certain people? Can I have positive affirmations on my phone? And like, you know, think of things that you could replace or help you, like, you know, like what can we do to make that day better? And once you've selected a few of things that you're like, okay, this gives me anxiety and this is something that I'm going to like detox from for 7 days. So I want you to get out another piece of paper and write all of those things on a piece of paper and hang it somewhere that you can see it every single morning. Pro tip though, maybe tell your hubby or whoever you live with or a roommate or a bestie, your mom, your dad, I don't know, someone to keep you accountable and be like, Mom, I am not drinking wine for 7 days. Or Mom, I am not going to text my ex-boyfriend for 7 days. Like, right? Like, I don't know what you're going through, but maybe it's like, Mom, I'm not going to complain at work for 7 days. Or I'm not going to engage in that conversation for 7 days with that person that makes me feel less than, right? So have all of these things that you're going to kind of detox from. And hey, you don't have to do all of them at once. Why don't you pick like one thing to detox from a week and see how you feel? And then you're like, oh my God, I still have anxiety. Well, maybe it's like, okay, maybe it wasn't that one thing. Maybe it's a different thing. And so after the week is over, analyze if removing those certain things that are in your life made any changes on your anxiety levels, your digestion, because, or your energy, your mood, like all of the things, because anxiety can play a part in all of that. And if so, figure out how you can remove those things from your life 100%. And if not, slowly if you're still feeling anxiety through those things, slowly reintroduce them and be aware of whether they start to affect your anxiety. And if they do, think long and hard about whether you want to keep them in your life. Is that like coffee that important to you that you're going to drink like coffee and then get anxiety immediately? For me, what I did this and I was like, okay, I'm not going to drink coffee for like 7 days. And then I didn't, and I didn't have anxiety, like that heart racing. And I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. And that was a big part of it. So now I just drink decaf coffee because I like coffee, or I drink decaf tea, you know? So make that little switch and see how you can get creative with it. How can you make that, maybe that little millimeter tweak to help reduce that anxiety in your life? And keep doing this practice every week. Like, try giving up new things that you don't think would have an impact and see how it makes you feel. It's kind of like a fun competition. Like, okay, I'm challenging myself. This week, I'm not going to do this. This week, I'm not going to do this. Or this week, I'm going to try decaf coffee instead of regular coffee. You know, like try those little things and see how you feel internally. How do you feel? And if you want to live a life beyond anxiety, you have to be willing to try. You have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to become the best version of you. And the best version of you is not the one that's stuck in anxiety every single day, worrying about everything, getting cold sweats, your digestion's off, you're worried, you're isolating yourself, you're not answering your text messages, you're worried about conversations, you're overthinking things, you're beating yourself up. Yeah, that's not the best you. And I'm talking to myself too, girlfriend. Trust me, I'm going through anxiety as well. And I'm tweaking little things every day and it's slowly, slowly improving, but at least I'm growing through it. I'm not staying stuck and chained down by it. So if you're kind of still like, okay, Shannon, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Like, can you give me some examples? So like, here are some categories that you could write about. Like, what do you eat? Maybe it's gluten that's giving you anxiety. Maybe it's dairy. Maybe it's sugar. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's caffeine. Maybe take a week off of gluten. Take a week off of dairy. Take a week off of sugar. All of those things, and kind of see what happens after 7 days of not having that. And maybe journal about it each night. Be like, okay, today I felt this. Today I felt this. Today I felt this. And kind of look back at your journal and be like, whoa, I feel a lot better. And then another thing is like, what do you listen to or consume like entertainment wise? Are you on social media too much? Are you following people that are toxic to you or making you feel less than? Are you listening to sad music? Are you listening to the news and politics all the time? Are you listening to coronavirus updates? You know, like what is giving you that anxiety? And how can you be like, okay, that, like, if I'm looking at my phone and I'm getting instant anxiety because I'm seeing people being so successful and so energetic all the time, what can I do right now in this moment to reduce that? Maybe do a social media detox, or maybe set a time limit for social media each day, or maybe unfollow people that are giving you anxiety and making you feel less than, because girlfriend, you are a queen and you don't deserve to feel like that. But like for me, I don't follow anyone that doesn't inspire me and make me feel good. And some days I just completely unplug and I go out in nature and I don't listen to any politics. I don't listen to any like news stations at all. I listen to just uplifting. I listen to great like mindset podcasts. I listen to comedy podcasts. I listen to like stories and all of these things, like audiobooks. And that's what I'm filling my mind with, not junk. So really assess that. Be like, what am I listening to right now? Am I being so stressed out every single day about all of the things that are on the news and Facebook and everyone's fighting on Facebook, you know? And that goes along with like, what are you looking at? And also like, what are you reading? Like all of the entertainment things. Another thing could be relationships. Is your relationship that you're in romantically right now serving you? Are you your best self with your significant other? Or if not, how can you fix that? And if it's unfixable, which I feel like you got to really try both ways. It's two-way street there. And to really talk it out. So communication is key. See how you can talk with your significant other. What's stressing you out? Maybe ask them what's stressing them out, because they might be taking it out on you and you're taking it out on them. And then it's like this, oh my God. And then you're like, I'm anxious because my hubby's mad at me, or my girlfriend's mad at me, and all of these things. And it just causes unnecessary anxiety when you could have talked it out previously. Another thing is relationships with friends, family. Are you ignoring them? Are you putting yourself out there? Are you inviting them to new things? Like, go out there. Even if you have anxiety about meeting new people, force yourself to do it. Like for me, I'm forcing myself to get out there and go do more things and talk to new people and share more vulnerable side of me on social media as well, like just to be able to start new connections. I want to start meeting up with people that have similar interests, and I want to just do more with people in real life. So that's kind of like something that I'm working on, like friendships, and reevaluate, like, are your friends serving you? Are they there for you all the time? Or are they nagging at you? Or are they competing with you? Are they bringing you down, or, you know, not making you feel good? You know, you need to be surrounding yourself with people that lift you up every single day, but also give you a little tough love too. You know, you don't want a friend that just is the yes girl or yes man and just being like, yeah, you're great, you're doing amazing, you're doing this and this and this, but never tells you the truth. So start surrounding yourself in a analyzing, okay, is this relationship serving me? Do I have anxiety like when I'm around them, like because I'm trying to be perfect, or can I just be myself around them, right? Another thing is just like, after you've done all of this work, you've journaled all of this out, you're like, okay, I have like the five things I'm going to detox from. Maybe this could be like a 5-week, 10-week, 20-week thing. Like, it depends how many things you think might cause you anxiety, because maybe you just want to do one little task at a time each week. Like, this week is caffeine, next week's alcohol, the next week is social media detox, you know, and just see what is working. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you today, because you never know what little thing in your life could be causing you anxiety. It could even be like chemicals or products around you, or, you know, not enough sleep, right? So just really brain dump, do all of that and see what is causing, and then do a 7-day detox, because you are worth it. You are not supposed to be living an anxiety life forever. And it's like, anxiety is just the way our body's trying to tell us that we're out of alignment, that we're not doing what's best for our heart, what feels good for us, and we need to come back into alignment, into what spirit, God, creator, whatever has created for us. And I know you can do it. All right, girl, I hope this helped. If it did, share this episode with your besties, your family, screenshot it, share on Instagram stories, and tag me, Shannon Shaheen Fitness, and I will reshare on my story to all my friends. And I cannot wait to just continue our conversations in the Wind Up Women. We're almost to 1 year, which is crazy, so crazy. But I am so grateful for you, and go pour yourself a glass of wine or this vanilla cream soda. And, you know, like I always say, it's never good to keep things bottled up. See you next week, babe.